The Moose Jaw Community Players Theatre Troupe has gone by several names during its nearly six decades, but one thing has never changed. It puts on entertaining productions and wins awards regularly. Community theater has been important to Moose Jaw's cultural life for decades, and the club has contributed to that scene since 1966 after forming and calling itself Theater 67. Theater 67 began a rich tradition for quality theater with productions of Hadrian 7, Death of a Salesman, The Glass Menagerie, Barefoot in the Park, and others. After taking a brief hiatus, the club re-emerged as the Community Players and performed memorable productions of Agnes of God, Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii, Peter Pan, The Fantastics, The Dining Room, and Crimes of the Heart. In 1989, the group changed its name to Chocolate Moose, while its first production was HMS Pinafore. The club attained international notoriety in 1992 with its collective about Moose Jaw called Jawin, which it performed at the 8 Aruba International Theatre Festival in the Caribbean. The group changed its name back to the Community Players sometime in the 2000s. It performed several shows a year at the Legion during that decade but received poor reviews and did not make much money. The club decided in 2010 to start holding Christmas dinner theatre productions and take those shows to Theatre Fest the following spring. The club also moved its dinner theaters to the Cosmo Senior Citizen Center, where it performed most shows until the pandemic struck. Recently, it built a new relationship with the Cultural Center, where the May Wilson Theater is, and acquired office space. It now plans to perform several shows a year there. The pandemic also forced the organization to rebuild and bring on new cast and crew. Some people who have supported the club and helped it rebuild include Debbie Berger, Joan Stumborg, Crystal Milburn, Nadia Frost, Fiorina Hawk, Jared Johnson and the late Tara Gish. The group has put on over 100 performances during its 57-year history, while more than 1,000 people have been involved in those productions. Whatever name it's had, though, the troupe has put on solid productions and won many provincial awards. According to Theatre Saskatchewan, the first Provincial Theatre Fest Award the club won was in 1978 for Best Actor in a Supporting Role in the play Of Mice and Men. It won another 20 awards between then and 2006. During more recent competitions, the club won 4 awards in 2018, 7 in 2019, and 4 in 2022. The group will not perform at this year's Theatre One Festival in May because it just finished its two-night production of Notoriously Moose Jaw in late April. Those performances retold the community's history through 14 stories using real facts presented in a fictional manner. Some stories the group performed focused on the 1918 Spanish flu, Al Capone's alleged presence here, a mid-air airplane crash in 1954, Queen Elizabeth II's tour in 1959, the River Park flood in 1974 and the 2019 Moose Truce with Norway. With the 1918 pandemic, residents decided, in agreement with parents, that they would remove from homes children whose parents were sick and place them with non-ill families. Furthermore, people donated linens to the hospital and erected field hospitals in schools. Meanwhile, the flood wiped out River Park Bridge and a small house where a feisty grandmother lived. In the air disaster, a passenger jet smashed into a Harvard trainer, and they fell 10,000 feet before crashing 600 meters from Ross School. For more information about the Community Players, visit its Facebook page. The Express thanks the Public Library Archives and Jared Johnson for the background information.